why the move to DISA's data centers specifically for your electronic health records?
Well, Francis, we decided as we looked at having joint electronic health records with the DOD that a logical move would be to co-locate the systems, the DOD and the VA systems, in the DISA DEX. So in a meeting with Terry Takei, the CIO of DOD, and at the time General Cartwright, who was the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, we decided that a very logical thing would be for VA to move our VISTA medical record systems into the DISA DEX as an early move on that. And frankly, since we had been moving our VISTA systems into private sector data centers as part of our data center consolidation, moving into the DISA DEX was a pretty easy and pretty straightforward decision for us.
What's your timeline on that? When did you start doing it? What are you moving, and when do you expect to be finished?
So we started working on it in the summer of 2011. The first actual system move occurs this spring. We'll move a VISTA system from one of our hospitals into one of the DISA DEX this spring, and that'll be the start of the official move. We will eventually move, I think the number is 72 systems out of the hospitals and into the DISA DEX. You know, it's important to recognize that these, that when I say systems, you know, from a VISTA perspective, these are lots of CPUs and lots of ancillary things that go along with it. So it's picking up a significant segment of a data center and moving it into the DISA DEC.
Talk about that interaction that you have with Terry and with the Joint Chiefs, because that's something I think if somebody stepped back and just tried to imagine two generic federal agencies trying to interact with each other, they would say that kind of relationship just won't work. The structure, the bureaucracy, and so on doesn't really permit it, and yet you're having the level of success that you're having.
Yeah, you know, it's I would elevate it one more level. You know, what has been key to the success we've had on electronic medical records with DOD has been the involvement of Secretary Shinseki and Secretary Gates and now Secretary Panetta. In essence, saying we're going to do this. This is the right thing for service members, veterans, and taxpayers. Having a single medical record system between the DOD and VA, they have set us off on the path, as you can imagine, rolling through it. And so there are literally, I think at this point, thousands of people working on that project. But it comes down to a lot of personal interactions. You know, Terry runs the data centers from the DOD perspective, and so the interaction between she and I and our organizations. General Cartwright actually ran the financial side of the process for making the decisions on the DOD side and drove that part of making certain that we were working together. So it really has come together nicely, but it's really driven by the secretaries.
I'm always curious about culture in these kinds of issues, Roger. VA has one culture set, DOD has a different culture set, and then you have the added element of uniformed and civilian inside DOD. Was that hard to work through when you first tried to get this this partnership, you know, really get involved in it, or do they mesh pretty well together?
Well, I would say, you know, the two things that we had to wrestle with really were culture and pride. Both organizations, I think, rightfully believe that they've done a really good job on electronic health records, and there is a big difference between our cultures. But if you approach the issue with the only possible answer is yes, and we have to figure out how we define yes, which is exactly what the secretary has told us, then you come to resolutions that actually work between the two organizations. We had plenty of back and forth. I've been in lots of meetings where everybody wondered whether we were going to come to a conclusion, but when you recognize that you can't walk out without coming to a conclusion, you'd be amazed how much progress happens, even between two organizations, the scale of DOD and VA, and with the cultural differences that we have just based on our missions.
I wanted to turn to enterprise software for a moment. You made some folks nervous with the RFI for alternatives to Microsoft products. Nervous, I guess, is an understatement in some cases. What are you looking at? What are you looking for, and why'd you do that?
Well, let's start with, recognize I'm a presidential appointee and Senate confirmed. My job is to make people nervous.
You do a great job of it, Roger.
We're here to make logical change occur. Now, with that said, I've been very clear. We've got about 360,000 desktops, and I think the number is about 17,000 servers, all running Microsoft products. You know, we are a long-term customer, and we've got a great relationship with Microsoft. But with that said, you know, our job is to make certain that we're using the best tools at any point in time, and that we're getting the best deal for the taxpayers as we serve veterans. So we're going to go out and ask a lot of questions. We've done some fairly innovative things at VA with, for example, open source Vista and other things. And they're all really oriented around how do we ensure we're doing the best we possibly can with the dollars we've got and saving dollars wherever we can and still provide the functionality that is required to best serve veterans.
You talked about a pilot to demonstrate some alternatives to Office and Outlook. What are you going to look for in that pilot, and where do you expect to do it within VA?
So I don't have any specifics on where we expect to do it. I can tell you what my view of what we're looking for is, you know, which is, you know, things along the lines of mobility, forward-looking approaches, making certain that we're doing the cloud-first thing, looking at possibilities of software as a service as a way of solving problems. You know, the great thing about an RFI and a pilot is that they're all about learning things. You know, we have run pilots where what we learned was that was a mistake, and that's a successful pilot as far as I'm concerned. So a lot of it is how would it work in our environment, and what are some of the alternatives that are available to us? Pilots are a risk reduction methodology. You do them to find out information that helps you make better decisions going forward.
Agencies all across government are trying to figure out how to integrate mobile devices into their inventories. You have a program that you're running with hospital staff in the VA hospital system on iPads. Talk about where that stands right now.
So the hospital application right now is still in pilot, but it has been very successful. Maybe just a little bit of context on this. We actually have not deployed many iPads to this point. My position has been that until we have the applications done that are really going to work in our mission areas, there's really not much of a business case for the devices beyond the business case for other mobile devices. So, for example, I carry an iPhone, but I pretty much do email and web browsing on it. I could have done that with other devices that I was using, like the BlackBerry or an Android.
Mm-hmm.
As you move forward, though, the big business case, the big business benefit is if we can allow our doctors to be mobile with the medical record and move from patient to patient without having to continually move from computer to computer, you know, we expect to see a substantial increase in productivity amongst the clinicians of the VA. Now, you think about 100,000 clinicians, each of them seeing one more patient every day, and we've just had a tremendous productivity improvement.
Mm-hmm. Is there a connection between potential mobility through devices and the health record move to the DISA data centers that we talked about earlier?
The connection is, sure, they're tightly connected, but from a project and program standpoint, they are thankfully completely separated. You know, we operate today what I have frequently termed Cloud Vista, which is that many of our facilities run off of a Vista system that is operating at a data center that is hundreds or even thousands of miles away from them. And the access to that information is coming in across the network. The same sort of thing will be happening with the mobile devices. You know, they will be utilizing Wi-Fi in our facilities primarily as the way that they access the record. But as far as the Vista system looks, it'll think that it's just another platform to be supported. And as far as the mobile device is concerned, it's just going back to another cloud data service.
When you talked about the possibility originally of having the clinicians throughout the entire system using this, you talked about 100,000 people potentially using them. What will that look like, and what will that mean for the rest of your inventory?
Well, I think I've said that, you know, it's possible that the desktop contract that we just awarded here in the last year will be the last desktop contract we ever award. That's a bit of a stretch, but it's possible. As you move towards mobile and the mobile applications, I mean, they are highly desirable from a user standpoint. And in particular, given our mission, you know, that whole concept of mobile devices for clinicians in particular is pretty attractive. You can then expand that into benefits offices. And, you know, really what they do is, in a lot of areas, is give you much better opportunity for face-to-face interaction with the veteran. At the same time, you're utilizing the automation. So we've got just a ton of applications that we look at from a mobile standpoint, whether it's fiduciary, homelessness. There are a variety of things where our folks can be much better empowered by applications on mobile devices where they can walk around and use that application as part of their work wherever they are inside the U.S.
Is platform agnosticism practical on a scale that you're working under in VA? Is it practical to decide we're going to allow employees to bring their own and we're going to have maybe 3, 4, 5 potentially different sets of protocol to get those devices on the network? Or is there a different approach that you could take to that?
Well, I mean, we've taken the view that we're going to be as agnostic as possible. So, for example, you know, when we go out for the large-scale award of the mobile device manager, it will be to support many different types of mobile devices. But realistically, as you build applications, you know, the various devices bring features that are what set them apart in the marketplace. You know, one of the big things with the iPhone and the iPad when it first came out was the tight integration with location. There certainly is value to that. We know that there's going to be value to integration with, for example, real-time location systems, so the device can tell what other things that could possibly provide service are around it to be utilized. There are a variety of things that a device may do, and I expect, like a lot of things, you'll see applications built that take advantage of those things. We'll try to make them as agnostic as possible, but there's a trade-off between easily portable and really doing the things that are going to improve productivity, and we'll just have to make that on a case-by-case basis.
Last question for you, Roger. The contract that you killed last week, our Emily Kopp reported it was a $100 million contract. The headline says, at the heart of the e-health record system. Anything new on that and how that might affect any of the work that we've talked about so far today?
So everything I know about that contract, I read in the press. So I wouldn't be telling you anything that you haven't already printed from that standpoint. You learn a couple things when you're in my position. One is, first of all, and most importantly, our acquisitions folks do a phenomenal job. They don't work for me. They work for Glenn Hagstrom, who runs acquisitions, and they just really provide us with great service. And the second thing is that at my level, the fewer contracts you can get involved with, the better.